We all have those days where the old head's wrecked, don't we?
We sure do.
No, you can't sleep or you're just not yourself.
Mm. And here's the thing, you don't just have to accept that as normal. At yourmentalhealth.ie, there's loads of tips and advice to help you look after yourself, even if you're feeling all right.
Yeah, and they've this handy tool called My Mental Health Plan. 4 simple questions and you'll get a free personalised plan with steps you can take to improve your mental health.
And do you know what? It's not just for when you're feeling low. Checking in with your mental health is like checking the oil in your car. It just keeps things running smoother.
So if you're curious or you just want a bit of practical advice,
head to yourmentalhealth.ie and try My Mental Health Plan. It only takes a couple of minutes and it's for everyone.
It is indeed.
It's for everyone.
It's for all of us.
Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everyone? Welcome to episode 237 of the Staller Podcast. If you're a new listener, you're also welcome.
Everyone's welcome.
Do you say we still get new listeners? Say there's like someone that just like dips in, they're like new.
Yeah. I was in the gym the other day and I bumped into a fella who came over to me and said that he loves the podcast but he hasn't listened in a while because he likes to let the episodes build up and then he just swallows them all in once.
Really?
In a swoop.
What did he say? Well, I don't know what he get from this bleeding shy.
It's a bit of crack.
It's a bit of crack, isn't it?
It's a bit of crack.
What do you think, Ed?
I think you're right.
Chai.
No, I know loads of my pals would listen.
And again, from the country.
Very similar. Yeah, they all gather around.
Would it be like yourself then?
There's only one podcast for, I think, per 10,000 people down the country. So they'll gather around in a local GA stadium or hall.
When it's all snowed in?
And then, not even. So they'll gather around and then they all shuffle into the hall and somebody has, they play it on a gramophone. And some people get scared.
Yeah.
They don't know where
the voice is coming from.
There'll be shouts of ghosts and Satan and all that crap. But once they're gone, they'll all gather around and enjoy the podcast.
Yeah.
They love it. Ah, bless them.
God loved them.
Mm.
Aren't they mad down the country?
Mad.
Yeah.
Fucking mad.
But you often think that maybe they have it right.
And your voice used to come off the magic box.
It did, yeah.
That must really freak them out then when they seen your body.
Yeah.
The magic box.
Yeah.
The wireless.
The magic talkie box. It's a radio. It's a thing that people used to listen to. It was like a unit, like a big box, had speakers on it. And
it's like an iPhone, but just with live,
like that, yeah.
Live voices.
Roy.
Yeah. Still going. You're in one now. This is where Dave Moore does his talking magic.
Dave Moore's not a real person.
Yeah, he is.
It's just AI.
Dave Moore's not real. Are you mad? Where you got that from?
Hologram.
He doesn't wash his legs in the shower because he doesn't have legs, because he's not real.
Not real.
Oh my God, the clues were there all along.
There we go.
There we go. Let's get into it.
Well, I was talking to a fella, right? Just some random chap yesterday stopped me. And he's like, oh, I watch you every day. And I was like, oh, nice one.
Like a stalker.
I watch you every day, I do. But he kept going, he goes to me, oh, there's the head.
There's the head.
There's the head. I never heard that phrase before.
Right, yeah.
I heard like, ah, oh, here's your man. But it's like, there's the head. And then he's like, go on, see it after the head. And I was like, the fuck, who's the fuck is the head?
Your man from Heart Attack.
What are you calling me a man from Heart Attack for? The head.
The head. Do you remember him? The fucking head. Did you talk to him?
Yeah, I was chatting to him.
Did he ask for a picture?
Brief. Nah, he was.
You already had loads.
He had loads of them already. Yeah, cutouts. From RSVP magazine. That one time I won Dublin's best celebrity.
From the Gossy nominations.
Yeah. Profile photos and all. Alan Partridge job.
Did you get invited to the Gossies?
No. Is it soon?
I think it's soon, yeah.
Is it? Did you get invited?
I think it's after the Oscars.
Are you going?
No, I haven't been invited. I'd never be invited to the Gossies.
Isn't it mad that we went over to the Oscars?
Mental.
I was only thinking of that yesterday.
Yeah.
That we were over there, like, seems like a long time ago. It wasn't like fucking 4 years ago or something. 3 years ago.
If you could bring, If you were nominated for an Oscar and you could only bring one person, who would you bring?
Amy.
Would you not bring your ma?
No.
No?
She wouldn't go.
Would she
I'm not?
I'm not
getting on that flight.
Your ma wouldn't go?
No.
I always thought, like, I'd love to give me ma a red carpet experience.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just one, because more than one would be too many.
Lose their own person themselves.
But, like, imagine your ma at the Oscars. Wouldn't that be class?
Yeah.
I've often thought about the people that bring their mums or mams, and then it's so cute at the beginning, you know.
Oh, Paul Mescal does it, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And then after the event, like, you've got Brad Pitt or Clooney coming up going, here you come, and we've got an entire suite in Vegas booked. There's a plane leaving. We've got it all sorted. Wink, wink. Oh, I can't. I got them. My mam's with me. So.
My ma'd be on that plane already. She'd be already on that fucking plane.
But you know what I mean? Like, could you fully enjoy the crack afterwards if your mam was with you?
No.
That's what I'm saying. You couldn't.
No. You'd ruin it for yourself. My ma'd be drinking the free champagne and you'd be like, oh, will you take it easy? We're here all night. It's a long fucking ceremony.
Ma, go away from Leo. Get away from Leo, ma.
Yeah. You're about 100 years too old. But I'd say it would be a bit of a buzzkill.
He likes them younger, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it could be definitely a buzzkill. But you'd have to be so confident that you'd be there next year.
Oh, yeah, good point.
You know?
I'll give it the first one.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah.
But if it's the only one, if it's like, you never expected to be nominated for an Oscar for this obscure film that you did, but you are.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, you'll never be back here. Do you bring your ma? Do you bring your board? Do you bring a me? Like, it's, what kind of party is this? What kind of party do you want this to be?
You're just like, I don't know, but like, if you were to win an Oscar, like if you were nominated for an Oscar and you were just like, it was just completely random. You just done this one piece of thing that just like done well, like, and it got you there and it was never going to happen again. You know the way like Lewis Capaldi has that persona away from music where he promotes his music and it's like comedy.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to just build content around that, wouldn't you? Like,
and
get billboards made of you and stuff and put them in Fingless Village and all that. Like, and just, do you know what I mean? Just like, do you know what I mean? Just like fucking, like, rinse it, like, on purpose being a bit cringy, but it's all just a joke. Like, do you know what I mean?
100%, yeah. Capitalize on it.
Yeah.
Well, you have to cut Irish people off at the pass. Like, I'm taking the piss out of myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, before anyone. So that kind of cuts them off at the knees when it comes to...
Is everyone else that aren't Irish aware that, like, we're ripping the piss out of ourselves? Or, like, are they self-aware that we're self-aware? Like, do you know that kind of way?
I'd love to know what Americans think of Irish people. I'd love to be in an American person's head to really get their opinion of what Irish people are.
Mm.
People don't even know Ireland is a place. They couldn't point at Ireland
on a map.
They don't
know it exists, like...
Yeah. They don't know what St. Patrick's Day is. They're just like, hey, this is a day we wear green.
I had an American ask me, do you guys have cartoons in Ireland?
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Barely.
Yeah.
Black and white ones.
It's called a doll.
Hey, yes.
But yeah, I didn't ask, did we have cartoons?
That's insane.
Mm.
Like, do we actually have cartoons on the TV or do we make cartoons?
Oh, I think, like, is there such a thing as cartoons in Ireland?
Just in general, like...
Yeah, yeah. And I was there on as a J1, so could not understand. The vibe was, you're here now, you've made it. And I was like, oh, I'm going back to college in September. And but three or four of them turned around and went, what? You're going, why are you? No, you're here now, why are you going back? They could not get their head around the fact that.
Like, you're in America, this is where you want to be.
This is it, endgame.
No, it's not. No, mate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
You know, so they couldn't fathom that you'd leave.
Yeah, they were like that to us when we were in LA.
Changed.
Yeah.
They were trying to pull us back when we were leaving LA. They couldn't believe we were going.
please don't go.
Well, actually, I stayed, remember?
Yeah, oh yeah, you stayed on for a bit.
I stayed just hoping that I'd get something out of it. Didn't.
If you said that in America, they wouldn't have a clue what you're saying. I stayed.
I stayed.
It sounded like something to do with
ice. If I said, I stayed.
I stayed.
I stayed. Fuck's sake.
I stayed.
God damn it.
It did sound like that, didn't it? Now that you.
Yeah, but I stayed.
Ice is dead. Ice dead.
Ice dead, baby.
Ice dead. Oh, yeah. It's weird.
Isn't it?
It's not really proper English, like.
I was in the Coca-Cola Museum in Atlanta, and there was a fella that was working there, and he says, "I like your accent." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, yeah." He goes, "Where are you from?" And I says, "Guess." His first guess was Greece.
How far away do you have to be from reality?
Greece?
If they heard us now, like...
They turn it off. They wouldn't have a clue what was being said.
Do you think they'd subtitle it?
Even with subtitles, they still... They don't like it. But I don't think they like it.
If you were interviewed for a documentary, you know, Darren and Joe, would they subtitle it, do you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
They would for you too.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
They wouldn't for me.
They would for you as well.
They wouldn't, no.
They would, yeah.
No, they wouldn't. No.
They would for everyone.
They'd think, who is this Shakespearean fellow that speaks?
They'd dub you over.
In fact, they'd
that's what they do with Jim. They'd
use air voices for you.
They get Brendan Gleeson in.
Yeah, they do a complete reconstruction.
No, but would you be insulted if they
take away your face and everything?
You kind of do look like Brendan Gleeson.
There's a bit of the Gleeson about me, yeah.
Isn't
that? Yeah, I'll get a fiddle out now.
Don't
chop your fingers off.
That's it. It's bad for you. But would you be insulted if they started subtitling? Or you'd understand? Would you?
I'd get it.
Yeah, I'd understand.
I subtitled me on fucking videos in English, for fuck's sake.
And even he gets it wrong sometimes.
And my audience is Dublin.
The touch of your hand, as you catch me, you're here for my phone. You might have heard a ding there now, and I just got a self-tape request for a character called the Old Wretched Hag. That's not a joke. Like, it's not, the character doesn't even have a name. It's just called the Old Wretched Hag.
Oh. How do you feel?
You kind of come to a place of acceptance where all your dreams aren't ever going to come true.
Imagine this is the start of his Oscar journey.
Yeah.
And then when he's on the red carpet, he goes, I remember getting that text.
I think this is it for us now.
This is
and
it.
I'm happy with what we have.
You think we've peaked?
We're fucking nearly 40, mate.
Yeah. Hey, Ricky Gervais didn't make The Office until he was 40.
That's Ricky Gervais, though. He's funny. We're not.
We're all right. Sorry, in Ireland.
I'll tell you, when we get going.
You know? When you let the shackles off.
We're blowing our own trumpet for this whole episode.
We're very funny when we're not recording.
Where would you put yourselves?
Yeah, we're very funny when we're not censored.
Premier League. Where are you in the table? Give us a team.
Oh, relegation down there, relegation.
In the Premier League?
As regards of...
But if we were in the
Premier League of funny bastards.
Of Ireland?
Mm.
Top,
would you be Champions League? I would say.
No, I don't think so.
Mid-table. Not relegation.
I'd say Championship.
Though. Let me have a look at the Premier League.
If it was the Scottish League, we'd be Celtic, though.
What about Man United?
That's true.
Man United, we done really well, but like we're struggling to find what we had before. Man United, it's a good fucking comparison.
Well, there's a kind of a sense of a sleeping giant there, so there's...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I like that you said that. Are you a Man United fan?
No, I am
Sport.
Not. Nah, Darren, I like to keep that private for obvious reasons.
What about Newcastle? Loads of money, but no success.
Backed by Saudi. You're both backed by Saudi. Saudi oil money. I see it.
Tottenham is really big, but kind of shit as well.
Are they big?
We'd be like Everton.
Everton. Yeah, I'm getting at Everton.
Who would be Man City and Liverpool? Arsenal.
Man City.
Well, not
is,
Liverpool. They're shy.
Man City's the two Johnnies. Like, they're really big, top of the game, but they're shy.
Jesus.
I said it.
Joe.
I said it. Wherever. Sorry. That's not even what I meant. Really big, really successful, but no one likes them.
Oh, that's better.
Well, how are they? There's someone, people do like, you know, that way, but.
Yeah, like
know.
People in Man City like
it,
Man City.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, I don't know one Man City supporter. Probably one or two, maybe. No, I don't. I couldn't tell you one.
Liam Gifford, who owns the Bridge Tavern, he supports Manchester City.
Is he, what vintage is he, can I ask?
He's 60,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say, because there'd be a cohort of like Leeds fans,
yeah,
that would have grown up around the legendary Leeds era of the 70s that are still around. And City had a big couple of years there that would have caught a lot of flies around the 70s, early 80s. So they're still knocking around. But if you meet a Leeds fan, like Matt Cooper's a Leeds fan, but he would have been of that vintage.
There's a lot of Leeds fans.
A lot of Leeds fans from those days.
Yeah.
They'd be pushing on now. There wouldn't be many new Leeds fans, I don't think, unless they're passing it on.
No. I have some friends, so like kind of my age, I feel like is the last generation of Leeds supporters.
Yeah. I don't know any, apart from Cooper, yeah.
Do you not?
No, actually.
Maybe it's a Dublin thing. There was loads of Irish players that played for Leeds.
Ian Hart.
Mm. Weren't there?
Yeah. Ian Hart being one.
Going back to Johnny Giles, obviously.
Johnny yeah. Giles being two. Liam Brady?
No.
Arsenal?
Arsenal, yeah.
Robbie Keane?
Robbie Keane, yeah. Let me look it up. Have a think.
There's a good few. Damien Duff?
We do a good football podcast, a little.
Fucking Dave Moore signing all over this place.
I haven't seen him in a while.
He's still on air.
Who do you think
would be...
Gary Kelly, Stuart Dallas, Northern Ireland, Robbie Keane, Stephen MacPhail, Eunan O'Kane, Noel Hunt.
Noel Hunt, Jesus, yeah.
Do you remember him?
Noel Hunt, yeah.
Stephen MacPhail, Robbie Keane. There aren't that many, really.
What was the fascination with Leeds then and Irish fans?
They were huge in the 70s, you see. So they would have been the Man United, Liverpool...
They weren't really, though.
They were huge. They were very successful, iconic team.
For a bit, like...
Yeah, for a couple of years. And, you know, all it takes is a couple of years. Look, Sir City were only big for a couple of years and all the young lads were wearing the jerseys.
No. Yeah. Who was wearing Man City jerseys?
They were. Yeah.
No.
Aguero. The kids are wearing Man City jerseys.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Nearly every second kid is a Man City fan.
Haaland.
Swear to God.
Yeah, it's huge. This is what happens. The biggest, most successful team.
They're us. When we were kids, we were Man United. They were everywhere. Now it's Man City.
Same with Liverpool. That's why...
Liverpool as well. Kids support Liverpool.
Huge in Ireland.
But I feel like in the 70s, when Leeds and Liverpool and Man City, they kind of took hold of the Irish fans. It was... The kids made their own choice. But when I was growing up, we were forced into the team that we supported. Like, Man United was drilled into me.
Same. And I didn't even like football when I was a very young kid. I just had no interest in it. Like,
but like my kids won't be allowed to support any other football team. So I don't know where that, like, who's going to just become a Man City supporter because of their success?
That's what Glory Hunters kids are.
There could be parents that don't follow football and their kids like football. And they're just like, get them a Man City jersey because they like Man City or they like Haaland or something.
Because it's cool.
No, it's not.
But I'm telling you, kids, they're like cool junkies.
They look cool.
Hook it up to their veins. If it's cool and they're winning and it's groovy on TikTok, they'll follow that team.
Did you say groovy?
Groovy, yeah. I'm bringing it back.
I like it.
But yeah, that's why Leeds, because it would be a big Irish community in Leeds as well, traditionally, back in the day.
Yeah.
So that's what I think. But then they died off. And they're dying off now, literally, those fans.
Ah,
I know. Sad.
But true. How are you?
Yeah, sound.
Any news?
Nothing. Sure, we're in here on Monday. It just feels like it's one of them things, isn't it?
Yeah. It's been a week.
Yeah. Hadn't happened. What's Donald Trump up to?
Ah, his old tricks. He gave somebody the finger.
Oh, what's this? Did you see that Grok thing about the AI photos of nudes, like?
Yeah.
Is it nudes or? No, it's not naked photos. It's
very close to it. It's like bikinis.
It's mad.
I can say you stick Darren Conway in a bikini and it will.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened.
We have a look at it now.
No, I don't want to even manifest that.
No, that's fine.
Please don't.
Okay,
so what do you think about it?
I think it's absolutely disgraceful.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. Like,
it's completely unhinged.
And that's where you're getting the ones you see that you're like, what the fuck, like?
This was happening 2 years ago, man. Remember Taylor Swift? There was loads of pictures going around of her in the nip.
Yeah.
And it was all AI. And she was giving out about it at the time. It hasn't changed. Like, this isn't a new thing.
Feels newer. Maybe it's just more open, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Like, everyone is kind of like turning their head now. But then it was just like the odd one. Don't like it.
Darn shitting over you. What are you going to do?
As I said, I like texting and saying good night and all. That's as far as it goes with me. The odd little fucking kiss.
The odd one.
The odd X. The odd XO. WB. You still here?
Yeah. Good. Night.
Bye.
Night, night.
Darren, get out of the toilet. Yeah, Donald Trump gave...
Get out of the toilet?
Yeah, like you're in the toilet going, no, no, I love you.
All the lights off, just the glare off me phone.
Pants around the ankles.
For fuck's sake. Why? Why would you even say that?
I'm getting on grok now, Darren.
Darren's sitting on the jacks.
By a phone.
Oh, stop.
Pants around the ankles. Why did he all have to be all the way down there?
Mm, I'm a calf man.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Like halfway down the calf.
Yeah.
Ah, no. I'd nearly rather take them off completely.
It feels a little excessive.
What, going straight to the ankles?
Yeah, all the way down, yeah. Plus,
you might fall.
When you're finished, it's
you could fall.
You could fall tip over. What a way to go.
Yeah, I feel like you just... If you do that, it's like you just jocked yourself.
Yeah.
Like that bagging yourself, like...
I'm raging I wasn't born in the era where you had a little flap that you could just open it.
Did you see that? Yeah, yeah.
Like in the 20s.
Yeah, get out of the ship out, girl. Damn.
It's mad that a flap was just acceptable.
Every time he goes into the ensuite, god damn it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, boxers do have a little flap sometimes.
In the front, yeah.
You can put your hand in.
You just turn it around. Wear them back in front.
Yeah. Just pull them apart. Like,
squeeze one out.
You still have to take the trousers down, though. I know. I know.
Ruins everything.
I'm going to start wearing arseless chaps and backwards boxers.
Yeah.
Just so we can do that.
Lovely.
And that'd be nice.
On the red carpet.
Yeah. A bit of water gun. Or a power hose.
Just to wash it off.
Yeah. A little douche. Is there any fashion items from times past that you'd bring back? Like, I don't know. Do you know those kind of knickerbocker things? The trousers down to the knee and then the tights underneath?
Oh, yeah. Are they called knickerbockers?
I think that's what's in my head.
No, that's an ice cream.
Lederhausens, no?
Yeah, but like, they seem comfortable.
Do they?
Hmm.
Oh no, I'd want to just pull them all the way
a
down.
A nice white tight.
Tight?
Yeah, they have the white tights.
Yeah, on their knees. Like knee-high socks with a garter. Oh, like old man.
What's like, a garter?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a garter. In the 40s taking off their trousers and they've got these. Yeah.
What's the garter?
A garter is something like
keeps your socks up.
You'd have baggy socks, so you'd have a little clip onto the socks and then you'd have something tied around your toy.
Oh,
to
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
keep
yeah.
it up.
Fucking silly.
That's
garter.
A little garter, yeah.
Oh, women set of garters.
Women have them on their wedding day, you know, a little garter around their toy.
That's like a sexy thing, no?
Sexy when women wear them.
Not when men do it.
Yeah. Get that garter off you.
String vests.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what purpose they served.
String vests, yeah.
I have a feeling. Well,
when I picture a string vest, I always picture someone of that era just getting stabbed wearing one of them. And just the blood everywhere on a string vest.
Yeah, like it's too hot in Hell's Kitchen on a 1960s.
And someone comes up and stabs someone in a string vest and the blood is all over them because it's a white string vest.
Yeah.
Don't know why that came to my head.
Yeah, I know. It fits.
And they're like just in a lane, like going, oh, you got me.
No?
Does that come to your head?
Yeah, I think of Onslow from Keeping Up Appearances. That's a random...
The sweaty outfit.
Mm.
What about your man? That other sweaty outfit, Nesbitt, is it?
Jimmy or Rabsy Nesbitt?
Rabsy Nesbitt, yeah.
God, Rabsy Nesbitt. But string vests, I have a feeling they existed because there was some science behind it, wasn't it? With the holes trap air.
Who's rocked a vest the best ever? Who's the best ever person? I'd say Wolverine.
Did Eminem went through a vest phase, didn't he?
Yeah.
I've been going through a bit of a vest phase.
Have you?
I wore a vest to bed the other night.
Ooh. And then something over the vest?
Not just a vest.
Oh, okay.
And them things.
And a garter?
And a garter. Maybe it was like, get that garter off you before you get into this bed.
The garter on
I said,
the vest.
Yeah, if I take it off, you put it on.
There's just, you know, it turns me stomach. This is the strangest reference that I'll ever make, I think. In Pinocchio, the cartoon, the 1930s cartoon Pinocchio, the cat rubs up against Geppetto's leg and his fucking sock just falls down his ankle and so wide and so loose because he's not wearing a garter.
There he is.
And he's like, oh no, you grow, no, don't do that. And then like he rolls up the sock and it falls down again and it's so loose. And it just reminds me of loose socks and I hate them. And I feel like a garter would be good. He needed a garter to just kind of hold.
Your socks get loose over time. Do you ever just take a pair, looking for a pair of socks and you just find one and the tops of them are like loosey?
The elastic, yeah.
The elastic has gone them and they're just like falling.
Yeah, I hate it.
That's horrible.
I need mine to be bet on.
I need the blood to stop flowing.
Do you need to leave a mark?
Blue feet. Oh, you need a mark, yeah.
Yeah.
Strings going down deep.
Oh, yeah.
What? Do I need what?
Do your socks need to leave a mark on you?
Oh, yeah. You want to have like, it looks like you're fucking elasticated your leg.
Mm. You're strung up with them.
You want the relief of taking them off and scratching that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's nice, that.
You want it to look like an old ham, uncooked ham. With the string line.
A lovely bit of gammon.
Yeah. Gammon feet, gammon ankles, gankles.
They rub me feet, Amy.
Whose voice was that?
Why were you saying that? Who gave you the right to even think that that's something I'd say?
Oh, sorry.
I would never even say that. No, Joe wouldn't even say that.
Sorry.
They rub me feet, Amy.
Look, if he hadn't just said,
will you rub me feet and left at that, no, he said, will you rub me feet, Amy? There's no circulation going to me feet. Will you squeeze the blood down? I'm tired from making videos. Will you rub me feet?
That's the way I talk, isn't it? That's the way I talk after a long day.
Yeah.
Yeah, will you rub me feet, will you? And rub me garter. Take that garter off. Will you wash me garter?
Your leg's gone blue because the garter's too tight.
Hang on a minute. Where's my fucking garter? I can't feel me toes, Amy. Will you bring them back for me?
Fuck off, Ed. No, that's enough now. We all have those days where the old head's wrecked, don't we?
We sure do.
No, you can't sleep or you're just not yourself.
Mm. And here's the thing, you don't just have to accept that as normal. At yourmentalhealth.ie, there's loads of tips and advice to help you look after yourself, even if you're feeling all right.
Yeah, and they've this handy tool called My Mental Health Plan. 4 simple questions and you'll get a free personalised plan with steps you can take to improve your mental health.
And do you know what? It's not just for when you're feeling low. Checking in with your mental health is like checking the oil in your car. It just keeps things running smoother.
So if you're curious or you just want a bit of practical advice,
head to yourmentalhealth.ie and try My Mental Health Plan. It only takes a couple of minutes and it's for everyone.
It is indeed.
It's for everyone.
It's for all of us.
I was listening to a podcast last night as I was playing me Rocket League. That's what I do.
Is that a euphemism for something?
No, no. It's a video game that I love playing. And, what?
Go on.
I don't even. What are you saying? What are you saying, these dirty pigs? I feel like I'm missing.
I know exactly why you said that. Go on.
Sorry.
Red Rocket League. Is that right?
Sorry, Joe. Go on. You were playing with your rocket last night.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
And I was at home and I was playing with my rocket, as you do. And I was listening to a podcast.
With my pants around my ankles. Come on.
And my garter.
But it was a fella that takes care of the Amazon jungle.
Takes care of it.
He takes care of it. Because people.
Fucking
there's cartels and there's businesses and stuff. There's loggers that are cutting down the Amazon and stuff like that. But as they've been cutting them down in the last few years, they've discovered uncontacted tribes that have been living in the Amazon jungle. Never seen humans before in their life. Other humans.
Really?
Sorry. Obviously they're humans, but they've never been in contact with other humans ever before in their life. And this fella went into the Amazon jungle to interact with them and say, what's up? What's the story? Here, do you want a banana? And that's what he gave them. He gave them like bananas and, well, plantains, whatever the fuck they're called. In the Amazon. They're like, oh.
Didn't even know what it was.
No, well, they knew what plantains were, but like the fact that they had them in abundance and they had a car, it's like, what the fuck? They've obviously never seen a car before.
How did they get to that point, like, of
what?
Like, not knowing anything? Like, where they surely came from society in there, like, or.
The Amazon is so big, and for millenniums, there's been people in the jungles.
Yeah, yeah.
And these are just one of those, a group of, and there's loads. There's still other tribes that haven't been contacted. This one particular tribe, your man engaged with them and he still doesn't want to. Like, does it, he built a treehouse so tourists can go and observe these tribes.
Then they just go like that.
Bigger. They have spears that are like spears about 6 feet long, but they're not spears, they're arrows, and they have bows, and they'll kill you in a second. Like, they're,
what are they called?
Just like uncontacted tribe.
Do you ever think Amazon? You could dodge an arrow? You know, when you're like, you think from a distance, like you see your man pulling his arm back, you're going, all right.
Yeah.
And you go, just step to the right. I can see it.
Like, I'd love to test it.
I've never thought of that.
I reckon I could dodge an arrow.
I don't think so. They're very fast.
Now, you see them, if there's thousands of them darkening the sky like a cloud, you're like, yeah, well, you're fucked now. But one guy in an arrow at a distance, come on now.
Yeah.
Just
keep moving.
It's like, quite quick. Like.
Are they like a bullet? Are they as quick as a bullet?
No, they're not as quick as they're arching in the sky. They're like, whoosh, and you're going, okay.
Oh, if he's like, you can across the room, just like that.
Oh, across the room, you're done, yeah.
If it's a good bit away, I think you could dodge it.
A crossbow, maybe you'd have.
You could dodge it if it was a good bit away, if you're talking like fucking Lord of the Rings.
You're talking about your man, but he's 6 foot arrow, as it were. And he has to take ages to pull the thing, you know. And then he's gauging in the, he's moving around, you're going, what's he doing?
Let me give you a distance. From your man with the arrow is standing in the archway of the pillars of the GPO.
Right.
And he's aiming a
Clary's clock.
A bow and arrow, and you're standing underneath Clary's clock.
You're fine.
You think you're going to be able to dodge him?
Yeah. I don't think so.
I think you are.
I don't think so. I don't think you have a good chance at all.
What if you stand still? What do you think his chances are of hitting you? He's an Amazon jungle warrior.
Yeah,
he's hitting you. I'm in trouble. 9 times out of 10, I'd say.
Yeah? What if you're just moving though?
He'll still get you.
Is he distracted?
I think you're underestimating how quick it would come out of the
I think we're kind thingy. Of... Look, it's obviously been effective. It's been around for thousands of years. I think for hunting, if you're hunting an animal that's maybe chomping on grass, isn't aware you're there, and you're kind of like, grand. But an aware human at a certain distance, I'm dodging it. I'm getting out of the way.
I'd love to try it. We have to try it.
Let's go now. Let's go.
When we go to army bargains.
You know, it's with boomerangs as well. The Aboriginals use boomerangs for hunting.
Yes. The Aboriginal Australians.
So then would it hit the, whatever it was, the kangaroo, and come back into their hand?
No.
It would only come back
if it didn't hit the kangaroo.
Okay, yeah.
So if it hit the kangaroo, boom.
What are you talking about now?
Sorry, boomerangs.
Ancient hunting methods.
Can you use a boomerang?
I can yeah.
Have you ever thrown that and it came back to you?
Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
No, I haven't, but I'd imagine it's fucking easy.
Of course it is, yeah.
I'd say it's easy.
It's not. I'm still trying to go up the Fino.
You're still trying?
I'd be going up the Fino, yeah.
I don't know. This feels it would be a cool hobby.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Throw it around the tree, like, see if you can get it to come back. I could do that. The old wretched hag.
Jesus.
Do you ever fly a kite?
Yeah.
Do you ever bring the kids kite flying?
No,
but
do you ever
buy a kite and bring the kids out?
I've bought kites, but I've never brought them out.
I have a memory that's at the trigger in there.
Go on.
Of someone in my family going and buying a kite and bringing me to the park. I was just like looking at this fucking kite like. I was like, that was it.
I always thought it'd be very boring.
It is boring.
It is a bit boring.
It's fucking pointless. You throw it in the bin after using it. I'm not going to do that again.
Crap. Definitely a toy from, the 1800s.
When there was little choice.
Yeah.
Like a hobby horse.
I think it's ironic that Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity by flying a kite.
With the key,
yeah. Because then he's like, right, we don't need this fucking kite anymore. We have PlayStations. Fuck this kite. Don't need that.
That's the kite gone then.
Check out this lamp.
That you can touch. Touch lamp.
Not Benjamin Franklin, who invented electricity, or discovered electricity, was the president of America?
He wasn't.
Oh.
Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah.
No, he signed, he was one of the lads that thrown the old signature down on the Declaration of Independence.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, but an incredibly interesting... Fascinating character. Loads of inventions. So Benjamin Franklin's key and kite experiment in 1752 Take my glasses off for this. Demonstrated that lightning is a form of electricity by flying a kite with a key attached during a thunderstorm. What a mad bastard. Sparks jumped from the key to his knuckle, proving electrical charges could travel down the wet hemp string with the lightning charged kite, a discovery that led to the invention of the lightning rod. So he went on to invent the lightning rod, which they put up on schoolhouses and churches all across America, because that was a massive problem for buildings, mostly made of timber. Struck by lightning, they're gone. But the lightning rods saved countless lives and buildings because of that one experiment. Yeah, an incredible man. I would highly recommend anyone doing a bit of reading up on old Ben Franklin.
Well, tell us a bit more about him. Did he invent that? What else did he invent?
We can find out.
And I only said a few weeks ago on this podcast, just that we're talking about inventions, that there's nothing left to invent. There's nothing left.
Time travel.
You did say that, but I still think
he invented bifocals.
Glasses.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just call them glasses? Why did you purposely call them that?
There was glasses before then.
You're the only man that's wearing glasses in this build. Should have gone to
Franklin. So bifocals, did you just say that? Does it say glasses on it?
And Benjamin Franklin invented many practical items, most famously the lightning rod. We've done that. Bifocals. And the Franklin
that
stove.
Bit. Just one second. Does it say bifocals or have you just said that?
I've read with the word that is written.
That's grand. It's a very Ed thing to
But then
to do,
in the description it says eyeglasses with two prescriptions near and far in one lens, solving his own vision problems. The Franklin stove, an efficient metal-lined fireplace that produced more heat and less smoke than traditional fireplaces. Oh, this is really great. Have you ever seen a glass harmonica? It's an instrument.
A glass harmonica?
It's like a piano made entirely of glass. It's an incredible looking thing. Oh. A musical instrument using rotating glass bowls that created ethereal tones, a source of great personal satisfaction. You should see and hear the sound of this thing. It's unbelievable. And in 1752 as well, a flexible urinary catheter. More comfortable, flexible tube for patients with kidney stones.
Yeah, how did he discover that one? Weirdo.
Swim fins, wooden paddles for his hands to help swim faster. Street lamps, odometer, Gulfstream map, and Franklin's reaching pole. A reaching pole.
What's a reaching pole?
A reaching pole, a tool with a long arm to grab items from high shelves.
A pole.
Yeah, a reaching pole. There you go. Busy.
Everything
man.
Kind of pointless and useless.
That was bifocals.
Well, that's, yeah. But most of it's
lightning
just like
rant.
A bit silly stuff. Like, it's just like, what else can I invent?
Just fucking around.
I'm going to invent and I'm going to invent more stuff. And it's like, it didn't work out for him. Like the
Do you have an invention in your head at all, though, that you'd... An inconvenience I do,
yeah. I have a few. I'm not going to tell you.
Is it something to do with making videos or content?
No, there was one I talked about on this podcast before and it was shot down because usually when you tell someone that you have an invention, they critique it and they say, well, that's not going to work because... And it was bins on cinema seats that you didn't have to throw everything on the floor. For everyone to clean up. It was just like a little bin on the back of every seat in front of you.
That's a good idea.
But you did say, I think it was Alan herself said it would be unhygienic.
It's also just a bin.
I know, but they're not there.
Yeah. I think they should be there.
Like an airplane. Do they have bins?
No.
Seats? There's a little pocket.
I just thought like something that like went over.
Shoving stuff into a pocket.
No, like a bin that kind of hugged the back of the seat facing you. And it was just like enough to fit like... A large drink is the biggest thing you could probably fit in it. Or and scrunch down like paper or whatever.
Good.
But I think like people are just fucking throw chewing gum in it and then blah, blah, blah. And
could be stinky.
Would you go in Dragon's Den for that? Would you?
I'd just say they'd be like, no.
I'm out.
Sorry.
I had an idea called the sleepy head. And it's like a full helmet because I sleep with chin strap on. And nostril breathers opening.
With his knees up.
And then a blindfold as well. And then headphones built in.
And a flap on his arse.
It's like he's doing a fucking magic trick.
And your legs in the air.
And legs in the air, of course.
What
like,
a sight.
And then also like a coolant in it. Because that's nice, isn't it? You know when I wear all of that, I get too hot. Because I wear all of that and then I get too hot. And also like it pins your lip close like...
Did you ever
can't open your mouth like.
Did you ever own a headache cap? Did you know the other thing?
No.
I have a headache cap and you put it in the fridge. When you have a headache, you don't have to take painkillers because you just put this on and it gets rid of your headache. It's just cold.
God, it sounds good.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
It's very important. Sleep is very important. I got Maura a watch for Christmas, a smartwatch for Christmas. And she's always been a bad sleeper. And then she just thought that she was a bad sleeper. But then she's seen how bad she was sleeping on our watch. And that kind of gave her the drive to try figure out what sleeping. And the last few days, she's kind of figured it out.
Is she a bad sleeper, or is it because she's sleeping beside Inspector Gadget?
Probably, man. That genuinely...
Loads of ticking.
Joe waking up completely refreshed. Decluttering his face of all his regalia. And there's poor Moira just going, oh my God.
It's definitely...
I'd love to see a photo of you.
I'm starting to really... I think I have a photograph of me. But I'm starting to see the merit in people. I always thought, oh, married couples sleeping in separate beds kind of felt... Ooh, yous are one step away from getting divorced there. But now I'm like, do you know what? I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Separate beds is a good idea.
100%.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you sleep in separate beds?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you?
Because I like to read a lot at night, and Michelle would
out loud?
Yeah. I like to be read too.
I like to perform on bed and stand up.
So I have somebody come in and read books to me, and she does not like it. But I'd have the light on, yeah, and she'd be like, I mean, so I'll just go to the spare room a lot and do my reading there. But I have no issue. I wouldn't think it's any reflection on the relationship. If anything, you're strengthening it.
It's a sign. I fucking sleep in a separate bed.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that. I used to be very judgmental, quietly judgmental, silently judgmental of people that slept in separate beds. But now I'm like, fucking stick me in a separate house.
Jesus.
You get a good night's kip that way, you know what I mean?
If you had
the whole day.
If you had millions and millions, both
just sleeping
millions, like you could build the house of your dreams.
Yeah.
Would you have a wing?
A wing? A whole wing
to yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Like a president? A president's wing?
Yeah, Darren's wing.
That'd be fucking late.
What's in it?
Fucking everything.
My first thought's a pool table, always. And I don't
always, know. Man.
Pool table and a deer's head on the wall.
Yeah.
Fake one.
A fake one.
Not a real one.
Fake one.
And a live one.
And a real deer out the back.
Loads of taxidermy everywhere.
The ad for the lottery drives me so mad.
It could be you.
Where he has installed the slide.
In the flats.
Through his house. It makes me so angry that he's wasted. Well, give an estimate roughly what would that cost. We're talking about $500,000.
Ooh, yeah.
Building costs, insurance. Then to the water bills alone. What's happening with it in winter?
Maintenance. Upkeep.
The house is destroyed. It's such an abject waste of what he's just won.
Yeah.
And who's coming over to your house? Who are these people in his house?
I agree with you. I think it's disgusting.
The slide goes through his house and out the other side. Great. What happens at night time?
And what about the neighbours?
Yeah.
Did he ask their permission?
Oh, and the head in them. It just drives me.
We just write an email.
I think so.
Jesus, could be it. Well, hope it's fucking not.
Oh.
Huh?
Well,
I know.
He'll be here
for me. I'd love it was me.
Would you put a dragon slide to go through your gaff?
Yeah, but I'd ask everyone on the road, do they want to slide as well?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be fucking like that, you know?
Like, can you imagine who would turn up at your house for a slide? Like,
you'd be surprised.
Children,
like, honestly.
Children and oddballs.
Yeah.
Elfless.
No.
Drunk elfless just coming up going.
And the rest.
And I have a shot at the slide. Like, now, mate. I smell a gargle of you.
It's not operating now, mate. Sorry.
Is there any chance I could just have a quick shot at the slide? What's wrong, baby? You didn't even get down the slide that I built that because I won the lottery. Your man's outside asking, can he have a shot at the slide?
She's fuming because he spent all the lottery money turning the gaff into a fucking water slide.
Darren, why is there loads of middle-aged alcoholics at the door?
Is the slide open, Mrs.?
Sorry, I'm probably a bit late, but I was wondering, could I have a shot of the slide, please?
I know you're closed. Could I squeeze one in?
Would I be able to squeeze a quick out of the slide?
Oh, God.
I swear, I won't ask it again. Isn't it mad what the lottery winnings get you? A big, lovely slide. Can I have a shot? Where is he from?
He's been here a couple of years. But he's not Irish.
You're in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. Because he comes through with Gavin, you're saying, wee.
So you have to get
on. Hell. There's Joe completely asleep with his hat, you know, and Moira just like rocking back and forth.
It's like,
how are you? Yeah.
Yay.
I just want to know why he's trying to get on the slide and what's his plan.
I'm after doing a little wee. I did a little wee at the bottom, but don't worry, it's a chlorine, it'll clean it.
Is there any chance I could use your toilet?
Oh god,
because I might have having a shot of your slide.
The water wasn't running, so he's just been going.
He's just scooching down.
Sorry to wake you up. Twist. Is there any chance you can give me a little push?
Absolutely, yeah. Twist it.
Sorry, no, you go on ahead. Sorry, this is where we love.
Belching on it now.
Just give me a little head start push, mate, will you?
Or he's crying, going down.
Ah! I got a little burn.
He's just going down it like that. Someone ring me daughter. Ring me daughter. I'm just a bit wound up by it all, but let's go back to it.
I think we've enough there, lads.
What do you think of that?
Ah, fucking can't wait to get onto Grok now and put you in the nip.
Buzzing.
I cannot wait. All kinds of bikinis.
Pouting.
He wore minty wincy.
Will I send you a few of me like pouting and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you don't have to. I can just make you pout.
Oh no, please. Don't.
I'm going to stick you in a garter. A wedding garter.
Oh god, I'm going to put Ed in one. And Owen. The only time, like, no one sees Owen, but they will now.
When?
When I go on to Grok.
Oh.
Imagine the first time anyone's ever seen Owen might be in a bikini.
Do you know what I'd love to actually do? I'd love for you to describe me. Don't say my name. I'd love for you to use AI and describe me in great detail and see if it can recreate my face.
Put in
I
wouldn't old like Hank.
To. Old wretched Hank.
Old wretched Hank.
I wouldn't like to describe anyone. Because I feel like it'd offend them.
Fuck it.
If you're to do a photo fit of Joe,
it wouldn't have to be offensive.
You're in a police station.
Yeah.
No, but you know, if you say one specific feature,
do you think
like
you
someone said, make him a fat cunt? I don't know about me. Like,
well, you could say it in a nicer way.
Yeah. Make him a overweight cunt.
Yeah, that's the problem with that sentence. Yeah.
I'd love to do that actually. That'd be a fun little social media experiment, wouldn't it?
Do a photo fit of each other.
Yeah.
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 Get somebody in. We should get somebody in that does it for the law. And you sit with them and you describe them and see what comes
that's
out.
That's a job that's gone now with AI.
I suppose, yeah.
Absolutely gone. The fact that there's still court drawings is ridiculous.
It's amazing.
What the fuck sort
They'll
of
They'll never take them jobs away.
2026 and there's still people drawing pictures in the corner of a courtroom. Cop on. Yeah, take a picture, will you?
Fuck off. What are you doing that for? 2026 drawing in the courtroom.
Put your fucking colouring pencils away. Go home.
There's Dave Moore in a pair of shorts.
There he is. Good legs.
He does have good legs. He must go to the gym, does he?
He does, yeah. Strong man.
Have you heard about the big strong man? He lived in a caravan.
There he is.
Did you hear about the Jeffrey Johnson fight? Oh, what a hell of a fight. He could take all the heavyweights he got. I have a man that could eat the whole lot.
What's happening?
He used to ring the bells in the belfry. Now he fights for Jack Dempsey. He was Dave Moore.
Do you want to go down the slide?
Yeah, come on.
Sorry, I forgot to mention to you is that there's still tickets available left for the best podcast live show in the country.
Best live show in general?
In Europe.
In the world?
All of it.
Universe, galaxy.
So if you want to go, you can go. And everything you see on that night will be the first and last time, so you don't want to miss out because we've got some great things lined up for you.
It's going to be good. There's not a lot of tickets left, so get them now.
Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster.ie, February 12th.
Link is in my bio. It has been for the last 2 months.
Oh shit, it's not my bio.
That's fine.
Okay, see you then.
See you then. We all have those days where the old head's wrecked, don't we?
We sure do.
No, you can't sleep or you're just not yourself.
Mm. And here's the thing, you don't just have to accept that as normal. At yourmentalhealth.ie, there's loads of tips and advice to help you look after yourself, even if you're feeling all right.
Yeah, and they've this handy tool called My Mental Health Plan. 4 simple questions and you'll get a free personalised plan with steps you can take to improve your mental health.
And do you know what? It's not just for when you're feeling low. Checking in with your mental health is like checking the oil in your car. It just keeps things running smoother.
So if you're curious or you just want a bit of practical advice,
head to yourmentalhealth.ie and try My Mental Health Plan. It only takes a couple of minutes and it's for everyone.
It is indeed.
It's for everyone.
It's for all of you.